As I said in the Ukrainian sermon, love is one of those things that almost everyone believes in, no one has ever seen. Remember the song written by Neil Diamond, "I Thought Love Was Only True in Fairy Tales"? You may remember the Smash Mouth version from Shrek. I grew up with Neil Diamond and the Monkees. "I thought love was only true in fairy tales, meant for someone else, but not for me. Love was out to get me, that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams, and then I saw her face. And now I'm a believer. Without faith, love is impossible, because you can be fooled with 1,000 gestures of love. And words are the cheapest. But to be with someone, you have to believe and trust. And the other person has to take this delicate gift of a person's heart, where it's so easy to see grandeur and so easy to hurt deeply, and say, every decision I make will prove to you how much I love you. Because emotion is a simple byproduct. It comes and goes. If parents had to raise children simply based on emotion, no one would make it past their teenage years. But it's those fantastic moments when we show our depth of our love by saying, I will sacrifice part of my life for you, so it is easier for you to travel this road of life today. I will be with you when it is sick, when there are some difficulties. Love is 1,000 choices made every day that say to you, you can't see it on my face that I love you. But this is another instance where you can look at my action and you say love grows there. A few pointers I've learned from people. One of my favorite sayings in the liturgy is right before the Our Father, where it says that we may spend the rest of our life in peace and repentance. Repentance is a beautiful thing, because when people think about repenting for sin, old-fashioned word, dysfunctional action, any way you want to call it, we've all experienced it and we've all been the victim of it. But if you want to repent for your sins, some people may think, well, it's guilt. They taught me to be guilty. Other people may say, well, it's deep sorrow. I'm really sorry for what I've done. No. I love you enough to look at the flaws in myself and to try one more time to become a better husband and a better wife for you. To strive against my own history and my own disappointments. Not because they disappoint me, but because I want to become better for you. The whole spirit of Lent is geared in this fact that we travel this road together, and especially a husband and wife. And you deserve a better husband and wife every day. There was a couple on their 40th wedding anniversary where the husband got up a little bit under the weather, a little bit too much to drink. He said, "Dear, I love you as much as the day we got married." She got up and she slapped him. "You should love me more." And I agree. And she should love him more. The beauty of repentance is that it is not afraid to fight the fight that develops deep in every human heart and can be won with faith in God and a deep love for the people that you travel this world with. Repentance and love is saying, I believe in spite of my past history that I can become a better person for you, and I will try because I am the gift. Two families together are giving their most precious things to each other. You are giving yourself to one another. Diamonds are good. Gold is good. All that stuff is good. But it is a poor substitute. And only a substitute when people have given up on love. Then, when the dream dies, all that stuff tries to fill an empty space that only a human being can fill. You remember that aria from Evita? "And as for fortune, as for fame, people thought that's all I wanted. They are illusions. They're not the solutions they promised to be. The answer was here along, I love you, and I hope you love me. So spend a life in repentance. The second point is this, the price of love is the possibility of its loss. You will never know each other completely, and do not insult each other by saying, I know exactly who you are. Nobody likes to be kept in a cage, put limits on, and say, let me hold you as a possession. I know you're bad. I know you can't do this. No. Always allow a person the freedom to develop to be who they are and the freedom to choose you every day. People also seek different substitutes by manipulation, by control. You may end up with a pet or a partner, but you will never end up with a person who says voluntarily, I give myself to you again today because I love you freely and without condition. So people who love have to have that freedom in their lives. We have a society that likes to confuse intimacy with proximity, stimulation with satisfaction, and achievement with character. All these things are poor substitutes for the real thing, because intimacy can't be controlled and manipulated. And it's not because someone's close to you. It's because someone believes in you and loves you and gives themselves to you. These words are so sweet, I think, because they are true. And it's something every one of us wants. Aside from me ending the sermon, that's probably what everyone wants. Well, let me finish by saying, I am always impressed by people who choose another human being. Because often in our society, you say people hear them say, follow your dreams. Jesus said it very simply. You are the dream. Whether you end up on the cross, or whether you end up in the palace at the end of your life, life will always be fair to you. You will always become the person you have chosen to be. And the goal of the Christian life is not to have good things happen to you, for to achieve in your life, for you to have all the comforts and the satisfaction of a wonderful career, which I hope you have. But the goal of the Christian life is for you to become good, and not just for yourself, for Larissa, for your family, for one another. So I hope you do become wonderful people, and at the end of your life, you will be able to say, boy, we had a great marriage. That guy would be quiet, but we had a great marriage, and we still love one another, and we still want to be better. We want to repent for one another. Slava Isusu Christu.